BBC Radio Bristol.
John Darvill.
Now, according to the notes I've got about our next guest, she likes to make people cry for a living, but in a good way. Emmeline Stevens is from Bath. She's a personal stylist, but she says her work is not about making women more fashionable. It's about empowerment and making women feel good, even acting as a form of therapy. You are what you wear. How do you feel about what you wear? Well, Emmeline joins me live in the studio. Emmeline, good afternoon to you.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thanks for coming in. We'll talk about your business and what you do. But let's just talk about you firstly, because you can't see this because it's on radio, but you're very fashionable. You're very well presented there. Describe what you're wearing.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm actually wearing leather trousers
and
a pair of trainers. Trainers are my go-to for everything. And a spotty white shirt and a waistcoat.
And it's very, very smart. And you've got sort of a striking haircut as well. Yeah. Short hair.
A lot of people stop me in the street for my hair. Not usually my clothes, usually my hair.
And why do you think that is? Because it is quite striking, because it's got two tones to it.
It's a statement. That's it. You know, the hair is the statement. It's almost like an accessory, a statement accessory. Because it's so different. You know, I've got two tones in my hair. So my natural colour is underneath. And then I have this light, really light blonde over the top. And it goes lots
of white blonde, isn't it? It is a white blonde.
Yeah, it's only just been coloured. So that's why it looks super white today.
How long have you worn your hair like that?
The two-tone is probably about 4 or 5 years, and I went short because it always used to be long. I want to say something like 2010, so about 13 odd years.
So the first time you walked out of the salon like that, short, two-toned, how did you feel?
I felt good. Because that's how I knew I wanted my hair for a long period of time. I knew I wanted it to be chopped off. It was actually...
A really brave thing to do, though, isn't it? Because you just said that hair is a statement. We'll talk about fashion. Mm. But if you've got long hair...
Yeah.
If you've got long hair, you want short hair.
Yeah,
if you've got curly hair, you want straight hair. If you've got straight hair, you want curly hair. So these are the compromises.
Yeah.
But to do it... is quite a brave thing to do because it comes with consequence, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I went from long, almost elbow length hair straight to short, and it was just the whole chop in one. I was having, I think, a little bit of a change in my circumstances in my life, which then meant I wanted an appearance change. I wanted to feel different. I wanted to... There was a few other things, like people wouldn't take me seriously with long hair because I've got one of those faces that always looks quite young, which lots of people think is a good thing, but it's not always, not when you're over a certain age.
People wouldn't take you seriously with long hair.
Well, just because you look too young, you know.
You do look young, but I'm baffled. I'm baffled by that. I mean, yeah.
And so I knew that there had to be a change of image. And it was where I was really inspired, actually, just by, like, years and years ago. I'm not going to say her name right. She was a supermodel. Nadia Ullman, I'm not entirely sure how you say it. And she had this really striking short hair. And there weren't many models, supermodels, on the catwalk that did. And she really inspired, like, years, I'm talking years and years ago when I was in my teens. And I think from that sort of point, I knew that I really liked that look. So I sort of understood the look, the sort of style, the overall sort of image that I was really drawn to, and hence you see I'm actually in quite an androgynous sort of look today. And you know, this is sort of my style, this is my go-to. You know, what I wear isn't, it's not uber,
but it took you a while to, I mean, I don't want to direct you, but it took you a while to arrive at that, because you're talking about, you saw this supermodel with short hair, you thought, I like that look, but you took a while to arrive at the bravery, the moment, maybe the opportunity to do that, because you obviously, as you were talking about, you were doing on that again on radio, but your hair was down to your elbows, which is not short hair. So this gets to the heart, perhaps, because I know you've been involved in the fashion industry, this gets to the heart of perhaps of how you see yourself, how others see you. You just said long hair, quite a young face, people don't take me seriously, and how you want to be seen, doesn't it? And that gets to the heart of whether you buy a green jumper because you like green, or you buy a brown jumper because you think, well, if I wear brown, no one will notice me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the heart of fashion, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's what you want it to be and what it does for you.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing with fashion is it offers so much, but people don't know what to do with it. And I think that's the purpose of what I do, is help people understand it better. Help that, you know, just going back to your point there, I think the thing is, when you're in your teens, you are exploring clothes, you're exploring your style, you're exploring your personality in many different ways. A lot of the time we are influenced. We're certainly influenced in our childhood, and quite often whatever we experience there in that childhood then kind of comes back to us later in adult life. I'll come to that in just a moment, because I work with a lot of women where, you know, that can be a good thing, it can be not such a good thing. So you spend your sort of time really exploring, you know, kind of who you are. Then you kind of go through your 20s. In some cases, like in my late 20s, I had my first child. So we'll talk about that in just a moment as well. You kind of, lots of people do in their 20s, lots of people do in their 30s. You're continuing to kind of explore, but you're maybe more influenced when you're in your 20s. And then you're certainly influenced, certainly if you do delve into parenthood in your 20s or 30s, you're then influenced by other people around you. So my case, you know, other mums, for example. And all of these things that you've experienced up to that point change the way that you do things based on what you're surrounded by, based on what you see, based on how people are influencing you. Don't forget, you know, also we've got things like social media that are influencing us a lot of the time as well. So we make all of our choices on what we wear based on what we see around us, not usually who am I, what do I want to wear, how do I want to
and
feel.
Especially as, have you ever seen the BBC comedy Motherland?
Only clips of it.
It's very funny. I do watch it, it's on iPlayer. I'm not doing that from a corporate plug. But that's a very good example of how some mums are just trying to get through the day, whereas other mums are still able to carry off a certain look, be glamorous and everything else, appear to have it all. And I suppose it's that series of choices married, or indeed smashing together sometimes with necessity, that you know, you've just got to be able to do all the things you want to be able to do. So you go through that, it is about me, and then it's about me and my partner, then it's about me and my kids, and then there's that moment, sounds to me like yours was around about 2010, where it comes back to you again. And that can be a very tricky time for a woman, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. You know, when you're a parent, you quite often, as a mother, you know, you put your child first, their needs first. You spend your money on them, on their clothes and what their needs are, rather than yourself. And then you have, so I had my first child in 2004. I think I've got her year of birth right.
They're not listening. I wouldn't worry about it.
So, and for me, you know, like where I came into personal styling was actually 2006, so 17 years ago. She's 19 this year. So 17 years ago. And for me, there was that, I lost all my confidence. I'd work in the fashion industry up to in that point. So I always felt stylish. I always felt like myself, always explored, you know, what I wanted to, what I want to. And then I kind of got to that point and I lost all of my confidence, and I went from wearing colour, which is quite interesting from a psychological perspective, to wearing black and just kind of like hiding and blending and not really knowing who I was. And so that was, for me, just that kind of point, that epiphany, that moment where I just didn't want to continue that way. You know, I kind of had enough, you know, and I thought, this is not me. This is, I, you know, there is another person in here. And this is where quite often I meet people at different stages in their lives. So it could be childbirth, it could be a breakup, it could be menopause, or, you know, there's so many different things. And I talk mostly about women because I work with a lot of women, and there's a lot of fluctuations for women in terms of their body shapes and the different things that the body goes through, you know, hormonally.
Childbirth changes a woman. Menopause, I mean, we've done a lot of work over the last 10 years talking about menopause on this programme, because it isn't just something that affects the woman. It affects relationships, it affects careers, it affects children, it affects whole families. And then, you know, you can lose yourself in the role, can't you? You can be a mum, you can be a dad, you can be a brother, you can be a husband, you can be a wife. But sometimes you forget there's you.
Yeah.
And that's not from the point of view of self, the obsession of the selfie and everything else. That's just that, who am I?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing from what I've read about you, that's where you make perhaps some people, in inverted commas, cry, because they begin to see themselves as the you that they've forgotten even existed.
Yeah.
Underneath the motherhood, the husband, the breakup, the menopause, all the other things that perhaps they are the total of, but is not actually them.
Yeah. You'll be surprised at how much emotion there is in the through the doors of the wardrobe.
I bet.
And quite often when people decide, when they've taken that step of confidence, because it does take a step of confidence to recognise that you need a holding hand in the wardrobe department. It's quite an intimate space, don't forget. You know, like I'm a stranger going into somebody's home, and you rarely invite people into where your wardrobe usually is in the bedroom that isn't actually you or maybe your partner or your family, but a stranger to come in. And, you know, so it does take a step of confidence, first of all. And then once you kind of open the doors to the wardrobe, a lot of people think, okay, this is easy. Well, all she's going to do is maybe just put a few outfits together. But quite often we hold on to things because we are emotionally attached to them, again, especially women, because we just wired a little bit differently. And so we hold on to things. We think, I might get into that one again, that item again. I might wear that another time. Oh, I don't want to throw this away because this made me feel like this, or this happened at this time and I want to keep it. And so we just keep all of these clothes, and what
also we get stuck in habits, don't we?
We get stuck in habits.
You know, we think, well, that always wears with that, so therefore I always wear that shirt with that pair of trousers, or that skirt with that blouse, because I know that works.
Mm.
But of course, you're not being adventurous, and that comes back to, and this is why I asked you a little bit earlier about you, the short hair, the two tone. You described the look that you've got there as androgynous, which is different perhaps to what it was before. There would have been that moment where you decided, right, I'm going to change me, and I'm going to step out as a new me.
Yeah.
No matter how brave, I ask you this again, no matter how brave you may have felt, you might have also felt inside, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Although I think, you know, I'm quite a stubborn, determined person. And once I've made my mind up about something, that's it. You know, it was just about what I wanted to feel like. And again, you know, it kind of comes back to that emotion and that feeling. And that's why, you know, when you do delve into people's wardrobes, you do get that emotion. And so you are going to get people that get upset about, oh, I forgot that I was that person. I forgot that I could feel that way.
Clothes they used to wear before they became a mum, when they had a career, perhaps.
Mm.
You know, they used to wear that sort of outfit because that's what they used to wear. They became a mum, they took time off work, they then try and put it back on again. It doesn't quite fit. So they leave it in the wardrobe on the off chance that it might one day. Yeah. I'm sure that resonates with a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So let's just talk, excuse me again. Let's just talk about your business here, because it's the Image Consulting Company. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
People can find out more about that from you, which is a business. So we're not here to advertise your business.
Nope.
But you look in your wardrobe. I was to look in my wardrobe. I'm not a woman. But, you know, if I was to look in my wardrobe, what am I supposed to look at? You know, the first step. A lot more steps than they can perhaps employ your good self.
Yeah.
But I look in my wardrobe. Anna, my producer, looks in her wardrobe.
Yeah.
My listener right now, she's a woman. She's busy.
Mm-hmm.
She probably doesn't feel brilliant about herself. She looks in her wardrobe. And what?
Okay, so I wouldn't even look in the wardrobe to start with.
Okay, right, okay.
What I would do is, so for me, I like to help people understand who they are, first of all. So I kind of classify that as a style personality. So we need to discover what your style personality is, first and foremost.
Okay.
And one of the ways that you can do that is just ask yourself sort of a few questions, really. You know, like, what do I really like? What? Because for me, it's really important that I understand my clients' personal preferences, their likes and their dislikes, how they like their clothes to feel, how they like them to look, why they like things like this, why they like things done that way. And one of the ways that I would do it is create maybe like a digital mood board. Pinterest is like a great place for inspiration, for example. So what you might do is just scroll through pictures, because, you know, just looking at things visually will give you inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and that could be magazines, you know, it could be digital, it could be, you know, physical, but a lot of time we do things digitally now. So look and see, What sort of styles am I attracted to? It might be somebody in the public eye that you really like the style of. So, you know, what do they wear? How do they put their clothes together? Why do you like those styles? So we're looking at what you're attracted to, because we're all attracted to different things. And this is where we kind of move away from fashion as such, because fashion dictates what we should wear, but we should dictate what
this
we want
season,
to wear.
Whatever the heck that means.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, because if Marks and Spencer's results are out today, they've described themselves as being more nimble. They've described themselves as they're more able to adapt to the seasons. Now, the seasons are, you know, meteorological events. There's, of course, fashion seasons as well, which says, no, don't wear that, wear this. You think, well, I've just bought that, and now I've got to buy that.
Yeah.
So you're chasing something. And a lot of it, you know, I mean, what appears at London Fashion Week is not what appears in the fashion retailers, if somebody walking around with a bird on their head and one of their boobs hanging out does not turn into a dress that you get from Marks and Spencer's. No, but it distills down, doesn't it? It changes down.
Yeah.
I suppose it's deciding what you're saying here, Emmeline, is what you think you'd like to wear.
Yeah.
First principles.
Yeah.
And then perhaps having the courage to give it a go?
Yeah. Usually, if it's something you feel good in, you're going to have the courage. So that confidence will come because it's something that you feel good in. So, you know, if you said, for example, you know, let's say you were wearing just, let's say black, because that's quite a common colour for lots of people to wear and lots of people to hide behind. You were wearing a black shirt today and you said to me, I actually don't feel good wearing black, but I don't know what to wear, because that can be quite a common problem. I don't know what to wear. Well, first of all, let's talk about what you do like. I like prints. I like things that are quite creative or quite bright, and you're not doing that whatsoever. We can see that. So therefore, like you're wearing today, you've got a lovely floral shirt on. It's creative, it's fun, and that speaks volumes really about you and your personality, not the black shirt that you might have been wearing.
If you haven't got a personality, wear one.
Yeah, well, maybe. But everybody's personality is so different. And so this is why, you know, we aren't categorising everybody in the same box, you know, with, like, you know, fashion trends, of course. We're not categorising. We are just deciding what we want, what makes us feel good, from a colour to the way something feels to the print of it.
Fascinating. I mean, this is a fascinating topic, and it is about how you perhaps need to find yourself and what you feel comfortable in, rather than worrying about what everybody else is doing,
100%.
whether that's on the rail or your best friend. Emmeline Stevens, who is the image consulting company .co.uk, based in Bath. Emmeline, thank you very much for coming in. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.